Hello and welcome. Tai Kozin here. And today we're going to do a metta practice, M-E-T-T-A. Metta means loving kindness. And metta was around prior to the Buddha in the Hindu times, and also behind that in the Vedic times. The concept of loving kindness goes back a long ways. But the Buddha had a very special journey with this. And he was traveling around to different groups of monastics and found this group of monks living in a forest, and the monks came up to him and said, "Oh, Lord Buddha, you know the spirits of the land are not happy here. We feel the energy is sort of on edge, and I don't think they're happy that we're here. What can we do?" And the Buddha then gave this talk, which we now know as the Metta Sutra. Metta is one of the four Brahma Viharas, or the great way of virtues. And it's the only Brahma Vihara that has its own sutra. So let's give this practice a go and try this, if you would please. Center yourself, just take a deep breath in, hold it, let it out. Now put your right hand in the center of your chest and your left hand over that. And think of yourself right here, right now. And say, "May I be well. May I be happy. May I know love. May I know peace." Take a deep breath in and hold it. Let it out. And now put your hands out in front of you as if you're offering someone a tray, roughly at chest height. And think of someone that's easy to love, a parent, a child, a friend, a partner. Think of this person, picture their face, and open your heart and say, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you know love. May you know peace." Take a deep breath in and hold it. Let it out, and if you can, raise your hands a little higher and wider, roughly a little bit below your shoulders to either side. And now think of someone you don't know, someone who has less than you have. And I often picture a person in a war-torn country, or even in Portland, I picture people living on the street. Their home is a tarp, their clothes and their body probably smells a little bit off. Maybe they have an issue with alcohol or drugs or mental health. And to this person that has so much less than we enjoy, let us say, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you know love. May you know peace." Take a deep breath in and hold it. Let it out. If you can, lift your hands about a little bit above your ears on either side of your head with your palms facing up. And now think of someone that's difficult to love, someone that's caused you pain or discomfort. Many years ago, the Buddha told us that carrying anger towards another person is sort of like drinking poison, hoping they die, that it doesn't affect them as much as it does the quality in our own hearts. So let us picture this person that we have difficulty with and say, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you know love. May you know peace." Deep breath and hold it. Let it out. And now put your hands as high and as wide as you can comfortably do that. And think of all that is upon this earth, the fur, feather, scale, and skin, all that grows and all that does not grow. And to all of this, let us say, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you know love. May you know peace." Deep breath and hold it. Let it out and bring your right hand down to the center of your chest and your left hand on top. And once again, our historical teacher, the Buddha, says that if our Compassion does not include ourselves, it is incomplete. So let us again think of ourselves right here, right now, and say, may I be well. May I be happy. May I know love. May I know peace. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Let it out. Relax. And truly, that is our metta practice, to love ourselves, someone that we care for, someone we don't know, someone who we have negative or angry thoughts towards, to all that is upon this earth, and then back to ourselves. Thank you for joining me in the metta practice. May you truly be well and happy. May you truly know love and peace.